pray. God of the universe, you made the heavens and earth, so we don't call our home merely planet Earth. We call it your creation, a divine mystery, a gift from your most blessed hand. The world itself is your miracle. Gifts from the soil of the earth are thus gifts from heaven. Help us to see your presence in these simple yet complex things. May we find ourselves amazed by the magnitude of your generosity. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Genesis chapter 2. So God fashioned an earth creature out of the clay of the earth and blew into its nostrils the breath of life, and the earth creature became a living being. God planted a garden in the east in Eden, land of pleasure, and placed it in the earth creature that had been made. Then God caused every kind of tree, enticing to look at and good to eat, to spring from the soil. In the center of the garden was the tree of life, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then God took the earth creature and settled it in the Garden of Eden so that it might cultivate and care for the land. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
When you get up in the morning and look in the mirror, what do you see? What do you think? Do you say something theological to yourself like, "Good morning, beloved child of God"? Or do you ponder deep scientific truths like, "I'm made of the same stuff as the soil and the stars. Awesome." Now, if you're like me, these probably are not your first thoughts in the morning. Maybe some of you morning people can get this profound in the morning, but it takes me a little time to warm up to the day. In the morning, when you catch that first glimpse of yourself in the mirror, you may be more likely to be looking at what a night's worth of sleep did to your hair or your skin and are searching for flaws that need fixing. Or perhaps you're just trying to decide how to style your hair or apply your makeup for the day ahead, and you're reviewing mentally your schedule for the day to see how much effort you want to put into your look. Or maybe you have a feeling of disappointment when you see your image looking back at you. You might even be thinking, "I wish I was thinner, stronger, tougher, smarter, more attractive, a better version of myself." These are probably the more common things we humans say to ourselves when we see our own image reflected back to us in the mirror. Most of us can easily be distracted by what we see and how what we see doesn't live up to our own or to society's expectations. And consequently, we forget. We forget who we really are. We fail to remember our identity and our calling as God's beloved people. Our forgetfulness is one of the reasons why God encourages us to read and study the Bible over and over again. Contained in those pages of Scripture are stories that can help remind us who we are and what we are responsible for doing with our lives. In the short section that Elena read for us this morning from the creation story in chapter 2 of the book of Genesis, we are all given an identity and a vocation to share in common. In the original Hebrew, God created Adam, an earth creature made from the Adama, the ground. And therefore, we are all earth creatures who God made out of the clay. We are humans who God created out of the living soil. In Scripture, we are reminded that God gave us an identity along with a corresponding vocation that relates directly to our earthiness. The Bible says that we come from the living soil, and therefore, most fundamental to our identity is the fact that we are earth creatures. And the great thing is, this identity doesn't depend at all on how we look, or what our hair or skin is doing on a given day, or even how we feel about ourselves. This is a pretty awesome aspect of our humanity to consider in advance of this year's Nobel Conference on the theme of living soil, a universe underfoot. This conference is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and we'll have some great scientists and thinkers on campus with us, one of whom is a Nobel Peace Prize recipient. His name is Ratan Lal. And he'll be speaking and arguing that from a scientific perspective, soil is the basis of all life as we know it. And we are a part of that life. Cutting edge science is also revealing that the soil itself is alive because it is teeming with living things. For example, in one tiny little teaspoon of soil, there are 1 billion microbes. And these tiny bacteria are essential to the health and fertility of the soil. And they live all over us and inside of us. And we depend on these microbes for our very health and well-being. The Bible says this is the stuff we are made of. This microbe-rich soil is fundamental to our identity as human beings and the fact that we too are earth creatures. That means, ultimately, it is impossible to separate ourselves from the universe underneath our feet. To be human is to be deeply interdependent in relationship and in connection with the land and the earth around us. And according to the Bible, this aspect of our identity as human beings also comes along with a vocation, or a special calling, or a set of responsibilities that we as human beings uniquely have. In Genesis 2, it says that God gave the earth creature a home, a fertile and abundant garden called Eden, filled with trees springing up from the soil. And then God gave us, the earth creatures, the responsibility for cultivating and caring for that land and for that soil. Now, fundamental to the tradition of Lutheran higher education, of which Gustavus and all of us are a part, is the belief that we all have a general calling to use our gifts to love and serve our neighbors. And also, according to the biblical tradition, our vocation must be ecological in scope. Because from the very beginning, humans were interdependent and a part of the creation that God loves so much. Now, if the Bible is so clear about who we are and what we are called to do, why do we forget that? I mean, just think of how easily, on a daily basis, when we get up and look at ourselves in the mirror, we are not thinking those thoughts. We're getting distracted by all of the other self-doubt, self-criticism, negative messages, negative self-talk, not living up to expectations. And also, the history of the rise and fall of civilizations and peoples reminds us that as a species, we are very prone to forgetting our identity as earth creatures and our responsibility to care for the earth around us. As geologist David Montgomery, another Nobel Conference speaker, notes, societies that don't solve the problems of the soil don't stick around. In other words, when we forget who we are and what we are called to do in this world, whole ecosystems and civilizations collapse together. And there is plenty of evidence that the health of our natural environment is threatened today. Our relationship to the soil, for most of us, is not what it could be. Many of us are ignorant about the soil underneath our feet and in our home communities. We humans are collectively paving over and polluting and pilfering the soil without even giving it a second thought. Fortunately today, as we will experience in the Nobel Conference, soil scientists, geologists, and ecologists are helping us to remember our human identity and calling as earth creatures. One of the ways to combat our forgetfulness about who we are, in addition to studying the Bible, is to become students of the soil and of the land, to learn all we can about the earth that lies underneath our feet, our farms, our buildings, our prairies, and our forests. As we at Gustavus prepare for the scientific and, I would argue, profoundly theological event that is the Nobel Conference, I invite you to pay attention to the soil and to the land in a new way, to learn about its intricacies, its varieties, its fragilities, in order to live more fully into your identity and vocation as beloved earth creatures. Perhaps by doing so, we will even begin to see ourselves in a new way when we look in the mirror and replace some of our self-defeating messages with new ones like these. Good morning, earth creature. Remember, God loves you no matter what. And I'm made of the soil to care for the soil. Awesome. Let's get to work. In the coming weeks, I pray that God will bless us with curious and adventurous minds and open hearts as we engage in opportunities for learning and reflection that arise at the intersection of faith and science on account of this year's Nobel Conference. Amen. And now I invite you to stand as we sing our next hymn, which I will tell you in a minute.
Today and forever. Amen.
Thank you.